Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Get to our guest in 1 second. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. I actually want to ask our guest his opinion on this. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. James Seltzer of the WIP Morning Show. The question is, who is worse, Fritz or Spike? That is the Twitter question. What could you weigh in on that? Who's worse?
How you doing, guys? Thank you for bringing me in on that one. That's a real nice way to start the interview.
That's what we do. Yeah. That's what we do.
It's what you do. It's a tie.
Oh, okay. Man.
Well, come on. What am I supposed to say? I do a podcast with Fritz. Sorry, yeah. Spike.
And people forget that Spike hired every single person here and reminds us every single day.
Not every day, but when I need to, when I get backed into a corner.
Listen, Seltzer, you ready to get over to Ladder 15 tonight or what? We got a big night planned.
I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. So normally, Spike, I mean, you've seen me out and about, had fun when we've had a party, a wedding, a good time.
Yep.
Normally at these events, I have to wake up at 3 a.m. the next day. I'm off tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Tonight's the night, man. I'm going to bring it. It's going to be awesome. Come hang out with us, Ladder 15. We're going to watch the Red Hot Phils win a baseball game. It's going to be awesome.
There you go. So, Seltzer, it seems like the morning show has had some fun with Top 11 week. We appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. It's been a week, buddy. It's been a week.
You and, now, I did not hear it, to be honest, but a friend of mine, PJ, texted me, and he said, hey, it seems like Seltzer is going to kill the camera when they go into a break over this Jalen Hurts thing. Were you considering physical violence against Joe at any point?
There is no one on the planet who has the ability to make me as angry as Joe DiCamera. And I love the
Well,
guy.
That like, seems impossible. Hold on. You do a podcast with Elliot, which makes everyone infuriated.
Yeah.
You're right. But for some reason with Elliot, like, I can never get too mad at Elliot. Maybe it's because I do a podcast with him and he is, I mean, you guys know, Elliot really is a sweet guy. Like, he really is.
He's a good man.
He's thoughtful and he's a good teammate.
Yep.
He always has your back. Not that Joe isn't. Joe is too. But, like, Elliot's, like, almost, like, it's almost too much sometimes. Like, I can't match his teammateness.
Yes.
So, like, you know what I mean? Like, for some reason with Elliot, it's more, there's a lightness to it when I argue with him. Joe, like, gets under my skin sometimes. Because Joe, like, Elliot will at least admit that he's being ignorant in a situation. He'll be like, yeah, I never saw it. I don't care. That's what I think. Joe will be like, I don't care that I haven't seen it. You're wrong. I'm right. You're an idiot. But my blood boils.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Elliot is saying that Zach Wheeler is like basically a scrub here.
Yeah. He had Zach Wheeler behind Quinyon Mitchell.
Look, don't let me defend Elliot.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay. Now, Elliot has horrendous takes a lot. Like,
okay.
Don't get me wrong. But if I had to say which one irks me more,
it's the camera.
Takes and gets on it's the camera. Yeah.
All right. So let me present to you what I think of the argument that you both were arguing, because you had Jalen Hurts at number one.
I did.
And he had him off the list.
Yes.
So I want to be clear that even though on the day that we discussed Joe's position on the show, I said I understood where Joe was coming from, I do think it's crazy that Joe is off the list, or that Jalen is off of Joe's list. However, I also think it's crazy that you have him as number one. I think they are almost equally crazy. So, like, to me, if you were to look at the list and I were to ask you, do you think that Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Zach Wheeler is a starting pitcher, what would you say?
I would say yes. And
you gotta be kidding me.
Right. I didn't realize, I didn't realize this is where the
You start drinking early?
Hold on, real quick. Like, I do think the phrasing of the question matters. Part of the reason Jalen's number one is because he plays quarterback. So, like, I guess if you're saying, like, specifically just as a starting pitcher versus just a quarterback, you could argue Wheeler's a better starting pitcher than Jalen is a quarterback. But I think the quarterback is so much more important, has so much more to do, is so much more valuable, that that's part of the reason Jalen is number one.
Okay, so if I were to go through the list, and can you just level with me? There's no way Jalen's a better quarterback than Zach Wheeler as a starting pitcher.
So if you want to phrase the question that way, that's fine. I think Jalen is still a more important and better overall athlete in the city. But if you want to phrase the question that way, that's fine. But that's not the way I thought
about it. Is Jalen a better quarterback than Saquon is a running back?
I think so. Look, so we're splitting hairs.
I know. But
I think Jalen is the second best quarterback in the NFL. I think goes Patrick Mahomes 1, Jalen 2.
Okay.
So, yes, I think what you're fishing for here is what, like, Saquon might be probably a better running back than Jalen as a quarterback.
Probably.
But I think Jalen is a better and more important player than Saquon. And I also think it's close. Like, I think you're asking the question in the sense of, like, well, Saquon's obviously a much better running back than Jalen as a quarterback.
Of course he is.
Like, I don't think so. That's where we diverge there. Again, this is the most important position in the most important sport,
but
on the most important team in the city. And the guy
you host the Phillies podcast, by the way.
So let me ask you this.
Tread lightly.
What is the lowest? what is the lowest an Eagles quarterback could be on this list? Like, because every quarterback is going to be playing the most important position on the most important team and blah, 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 blah. So, like, is the quarterback automatically number six?
Well, not if they're bad. I think, like, Donovan McNabb would always be high on my list when he was the quarterback of the Eagles. But, and you guys know this about me, and people disagree with it, and I don't care. You and I, Spike, have argued about this when I told you that I thought Nick Foles was a better Eagles quarterback than Donovan McNabb. Because he won the Super Bowl. Like, I'm a flags fly forever guy. Like, there is not, when I rate all time players, Tom Brady, best player in football history. You know why? 7 rings.
Well, like, but that's okay, but there's a lot of, but they all won the Super Bowl, right? So my position
not all of them did.
On the Eagles, they did.
I'm talking about quarterbacks.
I know, but my point to you would be, is that I would say that Lane Johnson's a better tackle than Jalen is a quarterback. Saquon's a better running back than Jalen is a quarterback. AJ's a better wide receiver than Jalen is a quarterback. Zach Bond certainly played better last year than Jalen did at his position. And, like, even if we're just taking the guys that won the Super Bowl, they all won the Super Bowl. There's too many guys on this list that are better at their position to have Jalen number one.
See, that's what you're missing here, is that Jalen's position is 100 times harder than all those positions combined. Jalen has 8 million things he has to worry about. He has to know what every player
on the field is doing during
play. Lane Johnson, block the guy in front of you. Saquon Barkley, take the ball and run. AJ, run your route. Maybe they'll throw to you. Maybe they don't. You block. Jalen, that's the point. Yes, it is every quarterback, Spike. That is my point that I think you're missing, is that, yes, going into the filling out of this list, the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles is always going to have an advantage for me.
But he also has an easy job for quarterback standards, though.
Enough of this.
He does.
Let me ask you this. Quarterback to ever go to 2 Super Bowls.
Full season.
I don't care.
So many quarterbacks have talent around them. Happens all the time. Not every quarterback capitalizes on that.
Jalen Hurts has been starting quarterback for the Eagles for 5 years, right?
4 years.
Well, starting quarterback.
Starting quarterback 4 years.
Whatever you want to say, because he came in at the end of the
Right. Okay, how many outstanding seasons has Jalen had at quarterback?
I think he's had 2 outstanding seasons.
And what was the second one?
And in 2022.
Last year he had an outstanding season, or he had an outstanding game?
I think he was better in the regular season than you guys. Like, I think that he was able to put his ego in check and do what was best for the team, which they had an all-time great running game. Like, do what's best. Run the football if you have to. But when Jalen needed to, he was able to be awesome.
So let me ask you, do you think you could go back? And obviously you're not going to have this answer right now. But do you think you could go back and in the history of the NFL, find another quarterback that you think had a great year, that had a passing game that was ranked near the bottom of the NFL and had and by the way, at a quarterback that had an awesome year, that had the 7th scoring offense, the 29th passing offense, and one of the worst sack rates in the league. Well, could you find
the only one of those?
No, I'm just asking. Do you think?
Listen to me. Let me explain to you. Can you find a again? I think there's something that you guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As you and Jack on this show, always underrate with Jalen. And I think it's the most important thing in the city. Like, when I look at quarterbacks, like, stats matter less to me. Like, I am about what's happening above the shoulders. That's the way I've always been with quarterbacks. I think what happens above the shoulders is 80% of the success.
So who's another great quarterback in the league that doesn't have good stats?
What are you talking about?
Well, you said you look at something different.
Well, just find me another quarterback who has a running back who had 2,000 yards.
Okay, like, Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson threw for 40 touchdowns last year and had a running back run for almost 2,000 yards.
How do you do in the playoffs?
But that's not what you asked me, right?
But that does matter, right? Like, look at Joel Embiid. Like, we're talking about Embiid this week with the top 11 list and stuff. Like, Joel Embiid is as good a regular season player as we've had in this city in the last decade. He won an MVP, came in second place twice, and you know what? And Spike, I know you hate to hear it, but he was looked at as a loser in this city. And I'm not saying that's right, but that is the reputation that Joel has. Guy's a bit of a loser. You know what? Because it freaking matters what you do in the playoffs. It's always mattered. It's always been the thing.
Okay, so how did he play against Green Bay and the Rams?
They won 20.
Those are playoff games, right? How did he play? How did he play? He took 7 sacks in the Rams game, James. How did he play?
He played great. He won the game. He had
I didn't know you weren't going to be honest.
You underrate the leadership. I didn't know.
Leadership.
Yes!
Could you give me another?
Yes,
James, James, just for a second. Could you give me another great leader whose team spent the entire offseason last year leaking to the media that he wasn't a good leader at all? And during the year had to have a visit from the head of security and the longtime defensive end to his house to talk more to his teammates and be more of a leader.
Like, leadership is about growing. Leadership is about learning. This guy, every step of the way, when he has had a flaw, when he has had an issue, whether it's off the field or on the field, you know what he's done? He's fixed it. He's corrected it. He's worked at it. Like, this guy deserves all the credit in the world for becoming the leader that he was. And not just that, like, the other part of leadership that isn't talked about enough is the work ethic, is the setting a tone, setting a message, setting a way of going about business. Like, when you walk in that building and you see how hard that guy works and how dedicated it is and how much he cares and how defined he is. We had Greg Bishop on the show after 2022, the guy for SI. He does all the quarterback, like features. He said, he's like, I've done Peyton Manning, I've done Aaron Rodgers, I've done Tom Brady, Mahomes. He went through the whole list, John Elway. Like, he's done him for years. And he said that in the history of doing these, there were only two quarterbacks he ever talked to who admitted to him that they were defined by football, that nothing else mattered. Like, Mahomes didn't. Manning. All these guys were like, no, I love football. I'm great at football, but this is what defines me. It was Tom Brady and Jalen Hurts. Like, that's the type of guy this guy is. Like,
yeah, you just fall for the propaganda. You fall for the propaganda
love
around
you,
him.
James.
It's a hype machine. It's a hype machine.
You know what?
It's a hype machine.
I should have known when you wouldn't admit that Zach Wheeler's better as
a guy. I admitted it. I went back around, but again,
it took a while.
You guys are all semantics and phrasing questions.
Hold on.
This guy's a Super Bowl MVP, and you're crapping on him.
I just want the truth.
Not crapping on him.
He's going to be top three in your voting, clearly. We can look at the list and assume.
We'll see.
Okay, if he's not, I would be pretty surprised. The fact that 9 out of 16 people at WIP had him in their top four, like, it feels more like I am the one who is in the majority, and you guys should be arguing your opinion from the minority.
Let me tell you something. This country, James, is built on the minority, not making sure that their voice is not shouted down by people who happen to be in the majority.
Yeah.
You just because,
answer that one.
Yeah, just because. Sure. All right.
Hold on. Yeah. He's not going anywhere. I got one final question.
Hold on 1 second, James. Because James is a dog guy. Jack's a dog guy. If you happen to be a dog person or a cat person, dogs and cats rule is where you got to go. Like, right now, and look, it's hot as heck out there right now, and if your dogs are going to be outside during the summer, which mine are, at least one of them, Scotchy loves sitting on the deck, they have all the summer stuff at Dogs and Cats Rule. Pop-up puppy pools, cooling bandanas, cooling vests, UV-blocking t-shirts. I got to put a t-shirt on the dog. Life jackets, if you happen to go boating and you want to take your dog out there, and the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule, as the lead dog, George Perini, has advised and has made sure, excellent. A+. So if you have a question about any of that stuff or pet nutrition, whatever it is, they have your answer. 7 locations, 5 in PA. Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. 2 in Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Nice.
Go ahead, Jack.
All right, Seltzer. Do you have a Bible around you?
No.
Okay, well, I need a hand on the Bible.
Jewish.
I got my dog Ruben.
Hold on.
Here. We were talking about dogs.
There's no Bibles in that one?
There's not. There's a Torah, but there's not. All right, go ahead. There's no Bibles in that one.
Might be a little theology class here.
Yeah.
All right. Just had he not won the Super Bowl, where would Jalen be ranked on your list?
That's a great question. Not number one. I mean, I'll be honest about that. Like I said at the beginning, flags fly forever. Titles matter to me. Like, that's how I do my ranking. He'd probably be like fourth or fifth if he didn't win. Maybe third, theoretically.
Nice. All right.
That's depending on what happened.
And that's where the disconnect happens.
And I just realized the Wheeler thing. The reason you won't give credit to Wheeler is you talked about one of our old arguments. You swore up and down that Nola was the ace and not Wheeler. I remember those arguments.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Ask Jack Keffer.
Nonsense.
Spike gets one thing right, and he will not forget about it.
I don't remember this, but you're the kind of Spike. I believe you. You're the kind of person who remembers these things, I'm not going to say that I didn't.
Okay.
But, I mean, that was, if said, that was obviously early on and nonsensical. I will say, I do think I ranked Wheeler too low. If I could change my list now,
where did you have him?
I had him at 6, and I had Harper at 3.
Wow!
I would probably flop those, or at least move Wheeler up ahead of Harper. As I was watching Wheeler pitch the other night, and I filled this out like 2 weeks ago when you guys asked us to, and I was watching Wheeler last night, and I was like, I mean, like, or 2 nights ago, whatever it was, I was like, I should have put Wheeler higher. So I do think that Wheeler is my biggest regret in my list.
Okay, well, you always have next year. There's always next year.
By the way, with semantics and stuff, like, in my opinion, the poll should be, who's better, Spike or Jack? Okay?
Right.
Ah, well, Jack,
two different jobs.
Jack will win that, too. I don't think you understand how much, specifically the Twitter people, can't stand me. I don't think I'm going to lose every poll.
I mean, I can see it.
Yeah. I lose to Elliot, you know? Like, who can lose to Elliot? Me, you know?
It's a fair point.
Yeah. All right. James, everyone will come out to Ladder
15.
Ladder 15 tonight for the High Hopes event. You guys will
gonna be awesome.
Watch the game. And James, remember, James doesn't have work tomorrow. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Buy him a beer. So,
Right. Yeah, or I'll buy you a beer. Who knows?
There you go.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Are going to be flowing, Spike. That's the beautiful thing.
Wow. Moneybags James Seltzer buying everybody beers.
Who would have thought?
All right,
who
James.
Who would have thought?
All right, James.
All right, see you guys.
Thank you, buddy. There he is, James Seltzer. I love James. As soon as I said, well, you would at least agree that Zach Wheeler's better at his, and he was like, I wouldn't. I was like, oh, well, I can't
Moot
even.
Point.
Yep.
I think we're starting to finally get to the disconnect between how we view Jalen and how the people that rank him number one or number two is a simple question. Had they not won the Super Bowl, where would he be? And every answer is usually like four spots lower than number one. Elliot told me privately he had him like 6-7.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now the Super Bowl does count.
Of course it counts.
Yeah.
That's why he's in my top 11.
All right. Now
I had him 11 last year.
You had him. Oh, I remember you had him 11. I think I had him. I might even had him. Did I have him higher last year? I might have him 6 last year.
Well, you came in as wanting to be a Hurts guy.
Did I?
I think so. I think you wanted to give him a fair shot.
I did give him
a
fair
shot. And then there's people that drive you crazy.
They do. They drive me nuts. So all week at 5, we've been doing the top 11 at 5.
Yes.
So what do you have coming up in the top 11 at 5?
So we've been doing the best in Philly sports. You know, we've done some quarter century stuff.
Yep.
I think there's more quarter century stuff coming. So I'm going to do the worst of the last 25 years. Now, this is sports figures. So it counts coaches, general managers.
Talk show hosts?
No. None of that.
Okay. So that is coming up next?
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.